As I lay on my lovely head, I fell into a dream. God Cupid, he attended me, and straightway upon the same, the chamber where I lodged in me, thought was all on fire. Then Mars and Jupiter came in, with wrath and furious ire. And after Venus with her train of nymphs most fair and bright, and pricked my heart in every vein, much like to kill me quite. I knew no reason why their rage and anger should be so. Why then, quoth Venus to thyself, thou art a mortal foe. There is a young man loves thee dear, and now is like to die, because for him thou dost not care. That is the reason why, that thou art punished so sore here in thy naked bed. And if thou wilt not yield to love, we mean to kill thee dead. Fair queen, quoth I, grant me this boon, I may so happy be, for to present him to my view, that I the man may see. And if that I can fancy him, there is no more to do, but I will yield to be his love, and kiss and hug him too. With that the flames all quenched was, and all the coasts were clear. And then the proper handsome youth did in my sight appear. Like young Adonis in his prime, this gallant seems to be, of courage bold and valor brave, and fortitude was he. His face like to an angel's was, his eyes like stars did shine, in every part from top to toe, he seemed a saint divine. His sweet perfumed honeyed breath did bear so rare a smell, the richest odors in the world for scent it did excel. With courtly words and compliments he did me kindly greet, crossing my lips 10,000 times with kisses soft and sweet. In his right hand a purse of gold he had and did me give, and told me I should never want such coin whilst I did live. It ravished my senses all, and set my heart on fire, his countenance for to behold, it made me to admire, so that I much desired then to have his company, his comely person to embrace, as I in bed did lie. His hose and doublet he stripped off, and came into my bed, saying that he must master be, and have my maidenhead. Good lack, how willing then was I his love to entertain. The thought of action moved me in every limb and vein. When all my vitals thus were raised and ready for the sport, Cupid and Venus stole away, and so broke up the sport. Even so departed all the nymphs, and straight upon the same, I waked and wept because I saw all things was but a dream. Fie upon dreams and fond delights, which thus disturbs the mind. 'Tis better for to be awaked, exercised by kind. When as I dreamed I had a love and gold and pleasure store, but when I waked I saw none such, which makes me grieve the more.